The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And encouraged by young Americans who are willing to fight the good fight. Great organization is Young America's Foundation. And Governor Scott Walker is the organization's president. This is a group that where young conservatives are expressing their beliefs on college and high school campuses. What a time to be alive right now. Let's welcome to the show Governor Scott Walker. Great having you back on the program. It's been a while, sir. How you been?
I'm outstanding. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Mike.
No, thank you. We need warriors right now. Boy, do we need conservatism. And it feels to me like the Republican Party is teed up to have a really successful November to start taking this country back. We desperately need a return to sanity and normalcy. And yet, a lot of conservatives are very upset about this gun control, bipartisan deal. Now 14 Republicans are supporting it. What do you say to the average American who cherishes the Second Amendment, doesn't want red flag laws, doesn't want our constitutional rights taken away? From your perspective, and you've been at the game a long time, you know this world, is this advancement problematic, or is it something that needed to be done after Uvalde and Buffalo and other mass shootings?
Well, I think this, unfortunately, is a reflection of the Senate, where you've got a number of people who on any number of issues are on the bubble. They've held firm up until recently, I think, because of obviously the dismal ratings of Joe Biden and his economic policy. But I do think it's a reminder that we've got to have a countermeasure to this. When I was governor, years ago, we initiated a number of things to improve school safety, put our money where our mouth was, did more to put officers into schools, did more to reinforce schools, and did more to deal with mental health issues. But what we've seen in Texas, as we've seen elsewhere, time and time again, particularly coming off of this pandemic, we've got a mental health crisis, particularly amongst young people. And, these feel-good gun control laws aren't addressing those issues. And that's really where we should be spending our time.
You know, the real tragedy, the heartbreak comes from knowing that there are probably well-meaning politicians, maybe on both sides of the aisle, who want to do something. They're in the do something, anything category. And as it turns out, the shocking testimony yesterday suggests that they didn't even open a door that wasn't even locked, that law enforcement waited an hour and 17 minutes or whatever it was, that this Arredondo evidently stood down. And, I'm hearing from cops all over the country, law enforcement, who say that it was, as the DPS chief in Texas called it, an abject failure. And yet that may have, that tragedy and that horrific catastrophe where those 19 babies and those two beautiful women were murdered, that may just have led to an erosion of the Second Amendment of the Constitution because people think we need to do something.
Right. Instead of looking at the heart of the issue here, as you are, Mike, I'm a big proponent of law enforcement. I think the last few years with the whole defund the police effort has been a horrible mistake, and it's led to early release and DAs who have set lower no cash bail and all sorts of problems, which is why many of our large cities have major crime problems. But in this instance, and I'm usually reluctant to criticize the police without knowing the full circumstance, but as the picture becomes clearer and clearer, this is an absolute failure. This is a preventable catastrophe, a preventable disaster. There's not only did the system fail, not seeing that this young man had signs of problems long before this tragedy occurred, but as you just mentioned, the training that law enforcement goes through in instance after instance, we have examples all across the country of people putting themselves at great risk, even risk of losing their life to save Americans, let alone children out here. So just a huge, huge failure. And the proposals being thrown around the United States Senate aren't really addressing the issues with people not willing to follow the law and with people falling into the trap of mental health issues.
Let's talk about that for a moment, people not willing to follow the law. We're expecting this decision from the Supreme Court any day now. It might come tomorrow, overturning Roe v. Wade. Protesters, activists, people on the far left are literally breaking federal law, camped out in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices, voicing their displeasure through bullhorns and banging drums and obscenities and everything else, carrying around bloodied baby dolls. And yet Merrick Garland and the Justice Department and the Biden administration don't seem to have any inclination to at least enforce the law. Isn't it fascinating how the media has, the mainstream media at least, has refused to even acknowledge the lawlessness of these protesters?
If it was reversed, they'd be pants on fire. Their hair would be on fire. Although I do have to say, Mike, one thing just an aside. I just knocked some in the Senate. This is where they deserve credit from a few years ago. Thank God they did not confirm Merrick Garland as a member of the U.S. Supreme Court. Right. For all this talk about him being some reasonable, moderate, middle-of-the-road person, he's not. He's a total left-wing lackey. And the idea that earlier this year, he would allow his Justice Department to be aligned with the National Association of School Boards when they were calling concerned parents showing up at school board meetings domestic terrorists and really trying to intimidate them. This is the same Justice Department that, as you mentioned, this isn't just a bad idea. This is a federal law that prohibits people intimidating officers of the court. That's justices, judges, prosecutors, understandably so. We don't want people who are before the court out trying to intimidate a judge or a justice and their family. You know, that's something you think of years ago with the mafia or somebody else in organized crime trying to do that. They should be prosecuting those people to the fullest extent of the law. And they certainly need to step up once this decision comes out. What was alleged to have happened or could have happened against Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, I think is a prime reminder about why this is just so important.
I'm grateful for your service, and I'm certainly grateful for Young America's Foundation. I hope everybody goes to YAF.org because, frankly, the future lies with organizations like yours, and I'm proud of the work they're doing. Keep fighting the good fight, Governor Walker, and come back and visit with us again.
Thank you. Keep fighting for freedom.
Thank you, sir. Governor Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, joining us, and again, president of Young America's Foundation, YAF.org. We need prayer more than ever right now. That's another thing we need. We got to remember our faith. I know people were frustrated that a Gallup poll this week suggests that fewer people believe in God in this country than ever before, but over 80% still do.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.